Coach, just your emotions right now?
Yeah, I mean, that one felt different. I think when you graduate the senior class that we graduated with, the immense talent, the personality, the leadership, you know, I think you wonder, you know, is it a rebuild? Is it a reload? Is it a, you know, who we're going to be? And I think early on, I knew that we were talented. I knew that we would be good. I think for us, it was just, we've had bumps and bruises along the way. We've had injuries. We've faced adversity. I feel like every obstacle that could have been in our way was in our way. And I honestly think in the end, that is what turned out to be, you know, the reason for our success. I think that, you know, you go down 2-0 in the championship game in the first inning, and they didn't bat an eye. They just kept getting up there swinging, you know, knowing something was going to happen, believing something was going to happen. And yeah, this one out of all of them was the hardest one to earn, and maybe that makes it that much more special.
Well, first, to come back, you need someone to keep the bats at bay, and that's what Danica did, making her first postseason appearance, and obviously due to injury, hadn't seen as much action as everyone would have liked this year. What can you say about her?
Yeah, I mean, Danica's incredible, and no one's even got to see her at her best. I mean, she's not even full right now. I mean, she's still recovering. We brought her back early because as an athlete, that's what you want, right? She wanted to get back out there. She wanted to try to work through it. And, you know, there's been bumps along the way, I think, for her. And I think she's tried to find her stride and figure out how she can just execute. But, I mean, she's a completely different pitcher right now. When she came in, she was throwing, you know, curve change rise, and we have her throwing drops excessively. You know what I mean? And that was just the ability to actually get her back on the field. And that was something she could control and throw. But, yeah, I mean, I could not be more proud. I mean, the guts to, you know, to be kind of working on a recovery from a stress fracture, and you know, she had it back to back, and then, you know, with her hip, it's unbelievable to see what she just did. And you know, when I walked out there, all she wanted was a chance. The kid just wanted to throw. So I couldn't even tell you what it felt like to watch her, you know, throw that last pitch and have her standing out on the mound, and knowing Casey carried us here and Danica finished it, that's pretty sweet for those two kids.
Well, and speaking of Casey, to get those two shutouts, runs into trouble immediately in this game, but then all of a sudden she takes on another role of supporting Danica, and there's no drama or anything with that. What does that also say about Casey?
Yeah, I mean, Casey's leadership in the bullpen since the start of the year has been incredible. Danica wanted to come back for Casey. I think she recognized the amount of innings that Casey was throwing, and maybe that she didn't always have support behind her. Danica's entire recovery in that process, yes, was it, you know, for herself, of course, a small part, but that was directly for the team and Casey. You know, Casey is an incredible leader. I think when everyone looks at her, you know, you can see all the talent, but you don't see that kid's a top-tier student. But also, she's an incredible, incredible leader in person. She is well-liked. She is loved. She loves her other pitchers. She wants people to help her. She wants to have a staff. So it's you know, I think you can't judge a book by its cover when you see her throwing all those innings. Casey wants the ball more than anyone. But if someone else has the ball, Casey's going to be your biggest cheerleader.
And then, obviously, we talked about her yesterday, but for Brooke to come up with another big hit.
Brooke's incredible. I think Brooke is the best player in this league. I just, you know, I shifted around the order a little bit, and I was hoping that we'd get lucky by doing that, and it could not have worked out better. You know, so great for the bottom of the lineup to get on base. It doesn't matter how, get on base. And then for the top of the order to come back up, Brooke and then Kylie. I mean, just incredible execution. And, you know, I think if you had asked me, you know, 3-4 weeks ago, I probably would have fought you on moving the lineup around. You know what I mean? I was sticking to my guns. But, you know, I think this weekend, you got to win at all costs. So you got to go with who's hot. And, you know, fortunately it worked out.
And then it feels like it was destiny and clearly a Cinderella book ending. But for Kylie, she's 0-for-17 against Army, and then she delivers what ends up being the game-winning hit.
You know, I kept saying, Kylie is going to get a hit, and it's going to matter the most. I literally was sticking with her no matter what. Kylie is an incredible offensive player, and maybe she pressed a little bit. You know, it's postseason's hard, right? You have to be built different, and I think some of our kids are, but you know, I think Kylie didn't have a great series against them, and maybe that's in the back of her head, but I knew Kylie would have a hit at some point, and I knew that it would be significant. Now, in my imagination, it was over the fence, but yeah. I will take the hard ground ball through the 3-4 hole.
And then talking about the defense, especially the underclassmen, certainly there was a lot of errors in the series against Army and Lehigh, but this weekend, your defense comes through and you win with help from the other team's defense.
You know, this is something we pride ourselves on, and I had a really hard time with the Lehigh weekend and the Army weekend knowing that they were seeing probably our worst version of ourselves. That is not the type of brand of softball we play. I think for us, it's defense is at the forefront. That is what we do from the time we get in. I almost push defense significantly more than I push offense. And I think I shifted a little bit this year, but you know, if you know our team, you know that those kids are taking a significant amount of reps every single day. So those ones hurt to my core. So just watching how hard Addie's worked in the last like week and a half, 2 weeks to find comfort, and then switching Brooke over to shortstop and her just being a bull and handling it and managing it while Addie played second and got just peppered. I mean, no, I did not have this written on my bingo card, but man, like to see Addie succeed and play the role that she played, unbelievable. I could not be more proud of someone that's definitely struggled, but found her way in the end, which is really special.
And then Cameron too.
Cam is just, since the time Cam got here, I thought she was one of the best players in that class. Cam is something special. And I think if you keep waiting, you're going to see something. But I think she showed some really, really bright spots and showed that she can come on and how she can help us in a big way. But yeah, I mean, one of those catches she made yesterday, I mean, my brother was even talking about it last night. Like, if she doesn't get that ball, does that go down the line? Is that a triple? You know what I mean? Is that, she just extended at the right time. So those kids work really hard to get where they are. So just super proud.
And then finally, what do you want the team to experience tonight?
Just the feeling of everybody has basically said that we are not what we were. These kids have been trying to live up to something or people they're not. I feel like we've had obstacles and injuries. I just want them to be able to sit in a moment and actually get to see their name and realize, yeah, no, all the pain, all the struggle, all the adversity, it was worth it.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.